you say you certainly have
grown.
And if a boy had the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
looks like him.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Spitting in.
Okay. Would there be a derogatory way of saying that? I mean, if you disapproved of the way his father was, it looked like the war was going to be the same?
Well, yeah, there'd be a bunch of different ways. I don't know what I'd be. What'd be the first one I'd use?
Well, you know,
you picked out all the wrong habits. You're just exactly like your father.
And
you weren't raised in a barn.
Say if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you say she's
raised them.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Anything else you tell them?
Yeah, if I were really upset, I'd tell him I'd go kick his ass up between his shoulders.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say that she's
pregnant.
Was that word nice to you when you were growing up?
I guess it depends on what you meant by it. Just being pregnant was all right. As long as the woman was married.
It wasn't taboo to use the word pregnant?
No.
What, were there any other words for pregnant? Any other?
Oh, yeah, in the family way. I suppose a lot of people, I mean, you obviously have words to mean somebody's pregnant because somebody doesn't want to use the word pregnant. But in our family, no word, there's no such thing as a taboo word as long as the word's used correctly.
Did you ever hear any joking or vulgar ways of saying pregnant?
Yeah. She got Well, she got stung by a trouser worm. She got stuck. There was something in the water that year. Not unless they were meant literally for somebody who was extremely pregnant, more than just a touch.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be the
midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be a
bastard.
Any other names for bastard?
Born on the wrong side of the blanket.
How is that expression used?
Born on the wrong side of the blanket?
Yeah, that sounds kind of comical to me.
Well, in East, and not in the East, New England East, you had bumbling boards where a young couple were put, actually slept in the same bed, but they were supposed to have the board between them where nothing sexual went on. But they didn't have bundling boards in East Texas, so you were supposed to sleep, if the man were spending the night, he was supposed to sleep on top of the blanket.